Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Impressed the other night. Saw a lot of things that I liked on both sides of the ball. I think Keon Jenkins has picked up more and more of the offense. Looks very comfortable. Your backup quarterback certainly looked pretty good. Obviously, you were without some people up front, which I'm sure that you're going to embrace getting back. Talk about what you saw this spring and what you liked about this team.
Well, I think we made a lot of strides this spring, kind of in the third spring, and just with how everything's changed with the portal and the amount of guys you have. I mean, we had more guys practicing this spring numbers-wise than I've probably ever been around anywhere I've been. I think we had over 100 guys kind of on the team and a lot going through practice. Some guys got dinged up in spring like they do and miss a practice here or there, but we were able to practice kind of a two-field thing for most of the days, and well, you're getting basically four teams going. Ones and threes, twos and fours on two different fields, and getting a lot of reps, which was great for the quarterbacks. I mean, for all of them, not just Keewon, but I mean, Keewon, Chaden, Amari, Clayton, our freshman, Hayden, and that was able to give us a chance to get them more of the number of reps you'd like to get them to help them progress as fast as possible, and I think really helped all those guys. But I mean, Keewon did a lot of things, and then we've tried to figure him out a little differently than what I've done before with some guys. I'd never had a freshman come in and play as much their freshman year as he did for me, a true freshman. I've only had a couple true freshmen ever play or start a game for me at quarterback, so that was a little different. But him playing, I mean, starting 11 games for us was a big deal. So kind of the off season I spent, we went back and took all his high school senior video and put it in the system and broke it down and kind of studied that, watched it with him, kind of picked his brain on things, trying to find things that how he sees it, how he feels it, what he's more comfortable with and that. And I think in some of those things we lean toward or lean into. And I mean, it's always kind of you do what your guys up front can do on the offense, and then you do what your quarterback does well, and then the receivers and the running backs and the tight ends kind of are they kind of just make the plays that when you get the ball to them in the best way. So we tried to do that a little bit for Keewon, and I think we were able to kind of lean into some of the things that he had done or he felt comfortable with, and there's still things that we're asking him to do that he's got to improve on and do those things. But I think some of the things he was able to kind of remember, oh, I've done this before. This is similar to what I've done, and kind of speed up the process. And he's really such a accurate thrower of the football. And we wanted to kind of, how can we accentuate that even more? And I mean, the other night he he was 18 of 18 in our spring game. So, I mean, that was a,
yeah.
I mean, doesn't get much better than that.
No, no. He, and you know what, Coach? The one thing, too, is your balance on the offense is good. You throw to your tight ends more than a lot of teams do. I know that that's kind of a trademark of you in the past, whether it be Washington State or wherever you've been, that you utilize your tight ends. Your receivers are, you know, coming into their own. And also the running game. I mean, you're still down. Flex didn't play, you know, still coming back. But, you know, with Lawrence and Henry and kids like that, that gives you a balance behind a much improved offensive line, if not a deeper offensive line. So as an offensive coordinator, having more choices, that's got to make your life a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we want to be able to run the football. That's a big part of kind of our philosophy, and it's kind of how Coach Mack likes to build the program in a whole is, they're going to stop the run on defense. We got to be able to run the ball on offense. So we had a lot of days in the spring where that was kind of the focus and everything. And then we probably didn't do it as much the other night in the spring game as we had in some of the other scrimmages. And that was a little bit by design in that way. But that's been really good. And us getting Flex back is going to be really good. And really all of our running backs from last year are returning. And then, like you said, the offense line is – much improved, and then our depth, and what that does is creates competition, and it creates guys having to kind of perform to be able to keep those spots, and reps you get in practice are vitally important, and we're getting a lot of those, and you can see a lot of those younger players on the offensive line that, since I've been here with Coach Mack, we've recruited, they're playing, and now they're getting more and more reps under their belts. And you can see them kind of progress to the point where they're making big strides that way. So
yeah,
that's really good. And then I think talent-wise, we have enough at the skill, at the wide receivers, at the tight ends, that they all need the ball. And then it's just a matter of how can we get it to them. And designing it from week to week and game to game is kind of the plan there. And we're trying to be as multiple as possible and do as many things as we can that our kids can handle. We threw a lot at them this spring, just to kind of see what they could handle and where, as we study it and figure out, okay, this is where we're going to lean a little bit more to, hey, this probably won't be as big a package for us, but we want to be as multiple and cause as much as we can for a defense. And that's a lot of Coach Mack's beliefs and everything, because he sees things from that side of the ball and how it attacks the defense. And he's always kind of coming in with, hey, this is hard for us. Hey, this causes us problems. How can you guys do this? Can you get four to a side? Can you get unbalanced? Can you get FIB? Can you put just getting guys in leverage areas to affect the defense? So that has been a lot of fun. And really, spring was, I mean, we had 5 weeks of a lot of football stuff, and I think we made a lot of progress to where we want to be.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach David Yost, the offensive coordinator at Florida International University, is joining us. Coach, before we let you go, you have to go against that defense. How much have they improved? Because the other day I saw a lot of speed up front, a good linebacker play. Your secondary is really active, and you have to go against that, and you have to kind of devise, you know, how to beat them every day in practice. What's that been like?
Well, they're trying some things that are a little bit different here and there and that, and it's been a good challenge for us. They're a different group up front now as far as how physical and how kind of explosive they are with speed on the front side. And then our linebacking core, I mean, we lost a great player last year in Donovan, I mean, graduating, and hopefully gets an opportunity at the next level with the NFL and that. But the guys they've been able to bring in from the high school ranks and from the junior colleges and that has been really changed those guys. They've got a lot of speed running around, and then just the same thing that's happened for us on like the offense line, you kind of see that a little bit on in their secondary. And you see guys out there that have been there for a couple of years and played when they were young, and they're playing, and then you see the ones that came in last year, Vic Evans, some of those guys have come in, and Mr. Clark, and you see how talented they are, and they're just getting more and more experience, and there's a lot of depth there. And again, it's creating that competition. And I mean, the best motivator is competition. The best motivator is playing time, and guys feel that and understand that, and it raises kind of everybody's bar a little bit. So it's a challenge every day, but And there were some days we got them, and there were some days they got us. So that's a good kind of back and forth, kind of the way you want it. You don't want one side to just kill the other group. I mean, we want to win every day on offense, and they want to win every day there. But you kind of like that back and forth a little bit, to where we get the we can hold our heads high for a little bit. It might be for a period, and then all of a sudden they get us. And that back and forth, I think that's kind of what happens in a game too, and you got to be able to bounce back. So, no, but they've gotten they're just a different group on that defensive side. And, I mean, the physicalness and the power and everything they do. And then Coach KU, our new kind of D-end outside linebacker coach, has kind of added a different energy. I'm glad he's not lining up against us. I don't know if we could block him at all. I mean, but, no, it's just been it's been a lot of fun and a lot of competition, a lot of good back and forth among the coaches and the players. So, fun. Can't wait to kind of get it. The kids got another week. They're finishing school up this week, then finals week next week, and then they get a little bit of a break. A bunch of our guys are going to kind of stick around, and then, boom, we hit June, and everybody's back. But a lot of our guys will be here a lot of May, kind of in a time when it's kind of totally optional, and they're going to be here working out and maybe getting some classwork done, too, as they go. But there's a lot of things going in the right way from all aspects, from how our guys are doing academically to and socially, community-wise, and then football-wise, we're getting better and maturing. So a lot of positives, and Coach Mack's doing a great job with it.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. We'll see you during the summer, at some of the camps, 7-on-7s. We'll take those long walks from the stadium all the way out to the fields and watch a lot of the talent. And I appreciate you making time for us.
Oh, anytime. Anytime we can do it. I appreciate everything you do. Larry, I follow you're on your Twitter or X, whatever that stuff's called. It kind of keeps me up to date on everything that's happening in recruiting and football in the state of Florida. But, we appreciate all you do for football and how much you promote it and everything.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.